Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This afternoon, the Secretary of State in Alabama will certify Democrat Doug Jones as the winner of this month's special Senate election. But Jones's challenger, Roy Moore, filed a lawsuit last night alleging voter fraud. Moore lost by about 20,000 votes. Earlier today, I spoke with Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, and I asked him if there was anything that would stop him from certifying the vote today.
Not that I'm aware of, unless there's some kind of court injunction that's issued between now and the time that certification will occur, which is 1 p.m. Central Time this afternoon.
What do you say to Roy Moore's charges that there was voter fraud in this election?
Well, I think it's important for your listeners to note that we take voter fraud and voter integrity very, very seriously. And one of the things that we've done is we've provided the citizens of Alabama with a mechanism to report any kind of voter fraud that they believe needs to be investigated through our website at stopvoterfraudnow.com. And we have received more than 101 complaints as of yesterday at 5 p.m. where people have alleged that fraudulent activity had occurred. We have investigated as many of those as possible from the time that they began to come in, and more than 60 of them have already been adjudicated, so 40 plus remain active. But it's important to note that the four most serious charges that we've received have all been vetted and all been cleared.
Well, when you say that the charges have been adjudicated, did you find
Yes.
that there was fraud or wasn't fraud?
No. There was no fraud in those particular instances. One of those, which was very concerning to a lot of people, had to do with a town that was approximately 20 miles south of Birmingham that had about 2,200 residents and more than 5,000 people actually voted in the election. This town is called Bordalama, and that is very, very frightening to think that that occurred, except when you realize that there is no town or community in the state of Alabama called Bordalama. So that was all fictitious. It was made up. It was just a lie that started on the internet. The second thing had to do with a series of reports that we received with five busloads of African Americans that were allegedly brought in here from Mississippi and allowed to vote in the Mobile area. And there was no truth to that. That was completely fictitious. It was made up. It was a lie. Third, there were allegedly three van loads of people from Mexico that had come to Alabama that had been allowed to vote. After they voted, they were arrested and incarcerated. That, too, was a lie. There was no truth to it. It did not happen. And last but not least was the one that was most concerning to a lot of people. I had a young man who was featured on a news broadcast from Fox 10 in Mobile. The reporter was live from the Doug Jones headquarters in Birmingham, who said, and he was unidentified. It said, we all came here from all different parts of the nation. We all voted. We all canvassed. We got our boy elected, Doug Jones. Doug Jones, he starts shouting and screaming Doug Jones' name as he bounces away. And I was able to identify him. We were able to investigate the situation. We discovered that he indeed is now a resident of Alabama. He's not from Alabama, but he's been living here for more than a year. He has a job. He works here. He's registered to vote. He did campaign for Doug Jones. He exercised his right to vote on December 12th, and his vote counted just like mine did.
Now, you voted, as you told us, for Roy Moore. You're a Republican. You've been around the state politics for a long time. Are you surprised that you're seeing one of the candidates contest the results of this election?
Let me tell you something, my friend. Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. This is unbelievable. This entire process has been unbelievable. I do think it's important for your listeners to know that we take each and every claim that's presented to us very seriously. We have to investigate each and every one of them with the full enthusiasm, energy, and vigor that we possess to make sure that people know that it's important for them to share their information with us. And yet we have not had a single incident that's been introduced to us that has had any validity to it to date.
That's John Merrill, the Secretary of State of Alabama. Secretary, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having me as your guest.